Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Wealthy parents, according to the news, who, you know, get the double payment for child benefit yesterday, they don't have to keep it. They can give it back, according to the Social Protection Minister. Like, that's going to happen. Some 6,000 or 638,000 families received double child benefit payments this week as part of the government's package to alleviate, you know, the vulnerable in society and all that kind of thing. But child benefit is given to everybody. If you earn £1 million or you earn 30,000 a year, you still get child benefit. So I'm asking you, should it be means tested? And I haven't actually put really a figure on it, but in the UK, for example, once you go over £50,000 sterling, which is about €65,000, you then get taxed. You then have to pay tax on child benefit. Do you think we should do the same here in Ireland? Or do you think that would be unfair and everybody should get the same amount of money? Let me know what you think. Should child benefit be taxed when you earn over a certain amount of money? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Getting back to child benefit, at this moment in time, 638,000 families are enjoying the double child benefit for tomorrow. Enjoy it while you can. It'll be gone soon. It means €280 will be paid in respect of 1.2 million children across the state instead of the usual 140. That works out at an average of 2 children per family. There you go. We're sticking to the average here in Ireland, 2 children per family. The move was announced as part of the budget, of course, to help thousands of householders with the soaring cost of living. The payment started arriving in people's bank accounts probably yesterday. However, some people question the need to give extra support to the wealthy. But the Social Protection Minister, Heather Humphreys, defended the initiative, saying once there's a cut-off point was chosen, you choose winners and losers. And asked if people who didn't need the money could give it back, Ms Humphreys said she would put a system in place to allow them to do so. Like they're going to actually do that. Do you think anyone is actually going to go, yeah, how are you doing? Yeah, he's put £240 in my account, or £280 in my account there yesterday. Yeah, no, I don't want it. Yeah, no, I don't need it. Yeah, how can I give it back to you? Can you actually imagine anybody actually doing that? Nobody is going to do that. Nobody. Although Michael O'Leary a few years ago said that rich people shouldn't be getting child benefit. Now, in the UK, for example, I think it's when you go over 50,000 sterling, your child benefit is taxed. The UK child benefit is not means tested in the normal sense. However, if you or your partner have an income of more than 50,000 sterling a year, you would be liable to the high income child benefit charge, which is essentially tax. And the calculator automatically works out your child benefit entitlement basis of the number of eligible children you have, and more information is available when a child counts as an eligible child. So, should it be means tested? So, once you earn over a certain amount of money, because this has been a question posed for years, that say, let's say, we'll put a decent sum on it. Let's say between both you and your missus in the house, you earn over 80,000 a year. After that point, should you not get it, the child benefit? Because the argument is they'll say you don't need it. I don't agree, but they'll say you don't need it. So should it be means tested, say, over 80 grand in Ireland, euro, that you don't get it anymore? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Catherine, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Catherine?
How are you doing? Niall, I think myself, yes. Now, how it's going to work, as you say, I don't know. But I think I've friends in Britain, and they all say the same thing. You know what I mean? It's actually taxed over that certain amount that
50,
you
50,000 sterling, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because where we are, we have to say it, there are 68 million people in all of Britain. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They have to be very, very careful, because we all have our problems, people coming and going in and out of the country. But I do think, in all honesty, I cannot see very many saying, oh, no, I'll hand that back or I'll give it back. There could be
I can't believe the minister said that yesterday. She's going to develop a system whereby people can send the money back like they're going to.
Yeah, Heather Humphreys, no. I find Heather as much helpful now as a chocolate teapot. You know, it's like, no, I never find her very convincing. She does just, they all do a lot of rhetoric and talk. I do. I think myself, it's a little over the top. The system, you are very generous saying people have 1 and 2 children. Now, a lot of people I'm seeing around, and I won't go into all that, but they've more than 2 children. A lot of them have 3 and 4 and 5. Yeah. So you think that they're doing pretty well there now on a double payment.
Yes, different cultures tend to have different amounts of children.
Yeah.
But the average is still 2 children per family.
But it's still a lot of money to be handing out. And as you say, up to that 20, I know it's nothing to do with up to the 25-year-old. I think that's just a disgrace. Why they pay them gratuity there when they're up to certain, there's up to 25.
Well, the other thing that we tried to tackle going back about 10 years ago, Joan Burton actually tried to tackle it, but she was accused of being racist. People claiming for children who don't live in the state.
Exactly, I remember.
And that needs to be stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that you can be here from another European country, say Poland or whatever it happens to be, and you're claiming for a child who doesn't even live in this country.
Yes.
That's bonkers, right, if you ask me.
And of course, we all know when the people were here working, mostly among most of them Polish, doing all the work around the place, a lot of them went back, but the husbands and the guys stayed here for another year or two, and those girls that went back with their children all collected their social welfare, did the choice, do you want to take the money here that we pay in Poland, or do you want to take the money you have here in Ireland? They're hardly going to say Poland when it's little.
Well, I know, by the way, I know this is not just exclusive to Ireland, this is an EU thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's an EU ruling.
Yeah, but I just think it's wrong that people can do
absolutely.
That. Yeah, because every economy has to operate separately to some degree as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, but that's
so
a whole other problem.
It's just so good, they just all, you know.
But I mean, I would say the same, by the way, about Irish people who move out of the country.
Yes.
You know, like Irish families who might move to Australia or move to Spain.
Yeah.
I think there should be a cut-off point that after 6 months you can't claim benefits anymore.
Yeah, for everybody. Yeah. If you're not here, you're not in.
You're not, you said it. Okay. Okay, getting back to child benefit. Child benefit, of course, is protected in the Constitution, so everybody's entitled to it. So we can't actually cut anybody off.
No.
But we could reduce payments for certain people if you wanted to do that, if you were the mindset. Now, I'm going to tell you my view on it, Catherine.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to agree with me. But obviously, let's have a, you know, the reasonable bet. Yeah. I think everybody should be entitled to it. From the Dennis O'Briens and the Bonos and the Michael O'Learys of this world, who are the richest people in the country, to the poorest people of the country.
Mm.
I think everybody should be entitled to exactly the same amount of money, because everybody, the richer people pay more taxes. I would like to think they're certainly, but the very great is the fact that they earn more money, they would pay more taxes than somebody who's not paying taxes at all because they earn too little. So I think everybody should be entitled, because the money is for the children and not for the parents. It's paid per child. It's not paid per parent.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point of view, I agree with the constitutionality of it, that it's paid to the children. Now, my example, I had three children. Now, they're all grown up. They're all well past child benefit age. But it was great. At one stage, you know, I was getting whatever it was, 550 a month, you know, for the three kids.
Right.
I'd pop it into an account and we'd use it for the holidays.
Yeah.
Now, and people say, oh, but that's not right. That's not what it's for. But hold on. But I was paying for the children every month.
Yeah.
Myself. I was feeding them. I was clothing them. We were doing all those kind of things. So that money then went for them to have a nice little holiday at the end of the year.
Right.
So I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You were contributing yourself, obviously.
Yeah.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
But for the people who don't contribute anything at all, I think that's where it hits, when annoys people, that you see them at all and they really aren't contributing anything. Obviously they're not.
Yeah, but they're still getting it too,
contributing
anyway.
Contributing anything to the country.
Yeah.
And both Irish people and the rest, not just everybody. And when they get the same thing as you be getting, who were contributing or was whatever, I mean, I think that's totally the system, Niall. The system to me doesn't work.
Okay, but should if people earn, and this is combined income of maybe a husband and wife or whatever it is, if they earn over, I said €80,000, it's 50,000 sterling in the UK, but I said, do you believe that it should be reduced or cut off?
Well, I wouldn't think, the word cut off, I wouldn't bring into that.
Taxed.
I think it should be reduced, yeah,
okay.
For taxed.
Okay, stay there, guys. I've got to go to a break. Catherine believes it to be taxed, certainly, or reduced if you were in, say, over €80,000 combined between you and your missus. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Karen. Karen, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. Now, Karen, you, unlike Catherine, you believe it shouldn't be means tested.
No, I don't think so. It's up to you. If you decide that it's not something that you need, that's fine, that's your choice. But no, I don't think it should be means tested.
Why? Because you won't be
tested.
Able to go away every year and lie by the pool and drink a Prosecco because your kids have paid for your holiday. Is that why?
No, absolutely not. But no, I don't think it should be means tested. I think there's enough things that are means tested that people are not entitled to.
I mean, how many children have you got again, Catherine? Or Karen?
Three.
Okay, so how much is that worth? How much did they? It's 280.
It was 800 and something.
Is it?
Yeah.
How come?
For the double payment.
Oh, for the double payment. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, happy. Otherwise it's 420.
Happy days. That was nice for Christmas, isn't it?
It was, okay.
It
was. Yeah.
And you know, I'm not going to cast aspersions or judgment, Karen, but you're not badly off.
No, we're not. But I do have other expenses and other things that I'm not entitled to where the money I get for, say, child allowance goes into.
Yeah, okay, because you don't get it back to school allowances.
And I'm not entitled to carers or anything like that.
Yeah.
So
Catherine,
kind of makes up a bit of a shortfall.
So there's Karen Catherine. You know, I think, you know, her husband is a decent income. I'm not going to start guessing on the air how much he earns, but I mean, she's comfortable enough. She's got three children. Yeah. She has a reasonably good lifestyle. She goes in Halliers 10 times a year. Or whatever it is. She drags a few times by the pool. Anyway, so why do you think, Catherine, that Karen shouldn't get, or somebody like Karen, her family shouldn't get, or should be taxed on the child benefit?
Well, it's a very hard one to call, Niall, because I'm listening to that girl. She sounds very sound. She sounds on the ball. Absolutely no problem there. I'm just saying what I'm saying, Niall. I think the system should be overhauled. You know, there should be a different approach to the whole thing. Because you'll always find someone, no matter what you do, when it's money, that, how can I put this? I'm not going to use the word free money. It's not free money. But you get money for, say, well, I mean, a children's allowance, if you like, where everyone has children are entitled to it. Obviously, there will be 100%, say about 50-60% would deserve it and the rest wouldn't. It's the rest I'm talking about. It, I mean, I see it all the time. There's people are getting money and obviously they've never contributed anything to receiving that money.
Yeah.
Taxpayers' money, man.
You're right.
And
by the way,
we're paying it as taxpayers.
You could make that argument at both ends of the spectrum. There are people who are multimillionaires who are avoiding tax, not dodging, but avoiding tax, and probably don't deserve it. And there are people who have never worked a day in their life and sit in their bums all day. And in fairness, I don't believe they deserve it, but the money is not for them. It's for their kids.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just harking back to the fact the system, as you say, when Joan Burton tried to get something through, I mean, she was, God bless her, she was nearly hung, drawn, quartered.
Oh, yeah, they called her a racist.
I always remember that. Yeah, I remember that well. And I mean, unfortunately for her, she should have stuck with her her ideas, and she might have, I'd have more.
She might still have got some votes then. Yeah, I think it was the border protest killed her, to be honest with you.
Would you want them jobs? Yeah. I wouldn't want them. But I mean,
okay, very quick, because I've only got a minute left. Karen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Karen, you'll spend that on other bills. But would it be fair to say that you I mean, you do have the ability to save children's allowance, generally?
I do, if that's what I choose to do. But I will put it into different therapies for one of the kids, which is really expensive at the minute because there is nothing available publicly. It's all private, and even try to get appointments privately. Like, during the summer, we spent €1,000 on music therapy for him.
Okay.
So it's things like that where I don't get the carer's allowance because I'm not entitled to it. This is kind of a bonus that goes into kind of if I was to get.
Yeah, because there are other people in your circumstances with a child with a disability who would get carer's allowance because they wouldn't, their husband or whoever it is wouldn't be earning more money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Look, we're in a lucky position where it's not a massive problem. But
mind you,
I have a bonus.
Just very quickly, I've had an issue with this before, Karen, in relation to other people I've had on the air. You and your husband should be treated differently when it comes to this situation. Mm. I don't personally believe you should be treated as a couple because for years we've argued that men and women are both entitled to their rights. Like, you're entitled to go to work but obviously having a child with a disability and other children to look after too, it's very difficult for you to do that, and I understand that.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, I don't believe that the carer's allowance should be refused to you just because your husband earns more money. We're going back to the old days where the husband is in charge. So anyway, that's a whole other argument. Catherine, Karen, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Niall.
See you.
Bye.
Everybody should be treated the same way in this world. That's the way it's supposed to be, isn't it?
I believe child benefits shouldn't be given to the likes of TDs, ministers, all that. I don't think they should get it. They've more money than sense. And I think it should be not even taxed. It should be assessed, definitely. To a good enough limit, but to cut TDs, the likes of that type of salary, out. They shouldn't be getting it. Disgraceful. We used to get that payment till the kids were 18, or till they were 21, till they finished third level education. Now it got knocked in the head, and they don't get it past their 18th birthday. And for some, that must be a big struggle, because if you have three kids, and within a year of each other, they're all losing, or months, they're losing out, that's €360-400 a month you're down. That's a lot of money, especially if you have school or college going kids. And all that started because the influx of different people coming into the country, and the money was just too much money going out. And I don't believe it's a payment anyone should get except a child with an Irish passport. That's it, and no other passport.
Not only should it be taxed over, say, 100,000, but also it should be stopped after three children. In this day and age, having more than three kids and trying to raise them is just inconceivable. There's too many people on the earth.
too many people on the
That's
earth.
That's just my opinion. Fucking Galway.
Yeah, there's 8 billion people on the earth. Well, mind you, it has stabilised somewhat. There was an initial major rise in the last 100 years from 2 billion to 8 billion, but that seems to have stopped now or calmed down, and I believe that figure slightly reversed. But I don't disagree with you. If you have over 3 children, or I would even go as far as to say 2, if you have over 2 children, because that's the average Irish family would have 2 children. If you go over 2 children, it should be your own consideration financially, whether you can afford that. I wouldn't disagree with you. Let me go to Lorenzo. Lorenzo, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Lorenzo?
Oh, good. How are you now?
Good. I don't necessarily disagree with what you said about having many children. If you do go over a certain amount of children, I would say 2 or 3, that's it. It should be capped at a certain number. It's financially your own decision if you want to have 10 kids. But in saying that, in relation to getting child benefit, do you believe it should be means tested?
Well, I think that technically speaking, the child benefit is for the child, not for the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's so, it doesn't matter how many kids you have, because still there will be the benefit for the child. So it doesn't matter if you have 1, 2, 3, or even how much you're earning, because then the child can do his own.
It is to finance the child's and the child's life, or to help finance the child's life. A child will cost you, they say, roughly 10,000 a year. So it's to finance the child's life. But I think the point that the caller was making there, if you're choosing to have, 8 kids or 9 kids, you can't expect everyone else to pick up the tab. That's your choice. There's such thing as contraception. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
that's your choice.
That is definitely your choice. Something should be done before what happens, not to the child. So as I said, the benefit is for the child, so it's not for the parent technically.
Yeah. I'm looking here. It seems you were on the line, because I'm just going to my phone here looking to see what child benefit in Italy is. So I was just curious to say, do you know offhand how much it is? Because we're quite generous in this country with our 140 quid.
It is. It was just introduced not that long ago in Italy. Before, there was nothing technically. And it's up to 18 years of age, if I remember.
Yeah.
And then it depends on how many you have. Obviously, it changes. So it's not a fixed thing. So if you have 1, it's a certain amount. If you have 2, it's a different amount.
Oh, okay. Like, so it kind of goes down the more you have. Yeah,
exactly.
I get
so
you.
It's not that if you get 10 for 1, you get 20 for 2. You might get 18, maybe. So it goes down. And then it's related even to the income that you... You basically say that you have. So
yeah, it's worked out. I'm kind of trying. It's become complicated, but I'm looking online. It's worked out.
It's really complicated because we don't know how to do it.
Yeah. It says it's worked out on a single and universal allowance for dependent children. I think it's just easier to call it child benefit, but however.
Yeah.
And I think it's up to €85 per month.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot. I mean, we're a bit more generous here, really, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, but even because the life here is more expensive than in Italy, so if you might, here I think life is nearly doubled price-wise than in Italy. So if you double the 85, then you have the 170 euro.
Okay, but is it fair? When you hear people say, oh, that fellow there, he earns, 2 million a year or whatever, and he's getting his, his money. Now, the minister did say they can give it back, but nobody's going to give it back. So, Is that fair that that Michael O'Leary or Bono or any of the wealthy people of this country they get child benefit too for their qualifying children?
Well, the difference then that we for example we have in Italy is that we have way smaller families, so probably for us it's a bit different, that type of mentality of having 3-4 kids. Like if you have 1, that would be enough, or probably 3/4 of the population's like. So probably is that the different reason in terms of how much is paid or who is getting it.
I mean, even in the UK, they kind of tax it when you have a family income of over 50,000 sterling. And I wouldn't mind. In the UK, child benefit is not even that generous. I mean, theirs is 21.80 per week for the oldest qualifying child and 14.45 for every child after that. So in other words, like Italy, it's a reducing amount.
Yeah.
So they're nowhere near what we're getting, and they tax it.
Well, it should be, for example, I know I'm not on the average, but I remember that my my mother opened an account for me when I was a kid, for example. Or I know other people that are getting the benefit, and they've opened an account and they're putting that money in account for the kids. That would be the right. The technically it's what it should be done. Like, you know, if you get the money for the kid, you have to give it to the kid, not to you.
Well, I don't think anyone actually does that, do they?
But, no, as I said, I know that this is out of the total average, but my mother did with me. I think my first bank account, I was 5, I think.
Okay, so she put it into like a little trust fund for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right, that's not a bad idea if she can afford it.
She was named as the, obviously, owner of the bank account, and I was kind of second name.
The beneficiary, yeah.
Honest, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good, Lorenzo. Thank you. Have a lovely day, Lorenzo, even though it's Baltic outside. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
It's like Siberia outside there. It's just mad. The weather is just, oh my God. Oh, people are hanging onto trees and all sorts of things. Anyway, I want to talk about going through somebody's phone. Before I do that, I've been told, oh yeah, there's a voice note here. Let me just play this one.
The children's allowance should be put into a savings account.
Mm.
For the child when the child is 18.
Right.
By the government.
Oh.
They get a PRSI number when they're born. Let them open an account for them and give it to them when they're 18. In the story.
So they have like a lump sum when they're 18 years old. That would be a substantial lump sum in fairness, wouldn't it? Be a few grand. Yeah, not a bad idea if you can afford to do it, but some people need the money too, there and then.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.